How would you describe the World Heritage Convention's objectives, and how, to what extent do you think they've actually been met?
So I haven't read the convention in quite a while, but I think it's, as I described it, I think it is a jewel in the crown in protecting parts of the planet and valuing and protecting, let's put it that way. So I think the convention's ideals and aspirations were really important. 1972 was a key year. It wasn't linked to the Stockholm Conference, but that happened the same year too. So that was the beginning of an awakening, which has led now to where we are today, not having solved all the problems, but at least posing them clearly. So I think the convention's ideas are very good. I think it's a challenge, though, and I'd like to talk about that, why I think everything is a challenge, but nothing is perfect, and many of these conventions have flaws. I mean, I think what I saw when I was so closely linked to it is that although the convention very wisely named advisory bodies in culture and conservation or in the natural sciences, there is no guarantee really that their advice, which I believe is science-based, honest, there's no guarantee that it's taken seriously. And what I saw in the years when I was there is that quite often politics played a more important role than the outstanding universal values which should drive the convention. I'd like to just say one other thing, if I may, because you asked about the convention in general. I think, and this is being adjusted now, I believe, but I think the fact that a country goes to a lot of trouble and goes very deeply into making its nomination, but in many cases there isn't enough follow-up, and in many cases the conservation or the looking after the heritage sites is just not done. There isn't a budget for it. I know that there have been attempts to change that, but a couple of the World Heritage Sites that I have visited, even as a private citizen, mostly the cultural ones, are quite in bad shape, really. They haven't been looked after as a jewel in the crown of protection of culture and nature. I think that's a big mistake, or it's a missing part that should be corrected.